This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones today. Again, huge show lined up. We've got Wayne Madsen coming up in the next hour to talk about the NSA, ISIS, and the Ukraine-Russia situation. David Knight in studio is going to pop in on a couple of occasions with the latest breaking news. We've also got Anthony Gucciardi on his experience this weekend. He went to an Alice Cooper concert in Houston and basically was faced with TSA-style grope-down procedures. We're going to get into that and a lot more, as well as your calls. Top story on Drudge Report right now. WHO says Ebola is most severe acute health emergency in modern times. This has just been posted up on the Drudge Report. The Ebola outbreak is the most severe acute modern health emergency. The World Health Organization has warned. The agency's Director General Margaret Chan said the epidemic has proved the world is ill-prepared to respond to any severe, sustained and threatening public health emergency. She added that new cases of Ebola are now rising exponentially in the three hardest hit countries, Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. So the WHO, again, which has treated this outbreak with the seriousness it deserves, in contrast to the CDC, is sounding the alarm bells. But that doesn't seem to be much of a concern for NBC chief medical correspondent Nancy Snyderman. Now, this is the woman, if you remember, back in 2009 during the swine flu outbreak. She went on MSNBC and said, quote, "Get your damn vaccine." Now she's been caught violating a quarantine order. She was in contact, worked directly with cameraman Ashoka Mukpo, who has Ebola. He's an Ebola victim. She worked directly with him. Now she's violating a quarantine order in New York to go and fetch her favorite soup. So we're going to get into that. We're going to play the clip from back in 2009 where she pimped vehemently for the pharmaceutical industry and said, "Get your damn vaccine, stop questioning the government." There you see the article out of the Daily Mail. Now she's violating the quarantine, having been in contact with an Ebola victim to go and fetch her favorite soup. Stunning hypocrisy. We're going to get into that clip in the next segment. Reuters is reporting doctors are furious at the CDC for blaming the Texas nurse who got Ebola from a patient. Of course, yesterday it emerged that there was a second case of Ebola in Dallas. We covered that on the show yesterday. But now again, the CDC, it seems, is passing the buck, blaming the Texas nurse who contracted the virus from Duncan, patient zero there in Dallas. Of course, we know that she was wearing the full protective gear, that she should not have contracted the virus if proper precautions were taken. The CDC is basically blaming the hospital, blaming the nurse in question. And again, no questions are being asked about if this hospital received the proper training to deal with Ebola. We know that they did receive some level of training before patient zero arrived, whether that was enough to cope with that situation. Obviously not in this case. And again, more questions about, has the virus mutated? Is it being communicated more easily than we're being told? The more questions we ask of the CDC, the more the CDC seems to pass the buck and blame other people. Of course, we had the story on Friday where doctors were desperately calling the CDC to report potential Ebola cases. 50% of the time, they were getting the runaround or being ignored completely. So again, as the CDC fails forward in its mission to control this Ebola outbreak, it's now blaming other people, blaming the hospital, blaming the nurse. We're going to get into more news about Ebola, the economy as well. David Knight in studio is going to throw some fresh perspective on other news issues. We've got NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen coming up in the second hour, and Anthony Gucciardi to talk about his experience in Houston this past weekend, getting broke down by the security. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Top story on Infowars.com right now. Ebola expert virus may soon go airborne. Of course, we've had many concerns voiced about this over the past several weeks, not least of which was the 2012 Canadian study before that, which found that the Ebola virus could be transmitted from pigs to monkeys who were not in direct contact with each other. So now we have another expert, and this is the top story up on Infowars.com, saying the Ebola virus may soon go airborne. Dr. David Sanders of Purdue University told RTV6 on Sunday, Ebola is primed to have respiratory transmission. So more concerns about that. There you see the article. We'll play the video a little later in the show. The WHO is saying that Ebola is the most severe acute health emergency in modern times, something which doesn't seem to be much of a concern for NBC chief medical correspondent Nancy Snyderman, who was in contact with an Ebola victim, Ashoka Mukpo. He visited Africa. A cameraman working for NBC came back, had contact with Nancy Snyderman. She was put under a mandatory quarantine order for 21 days, and she almost immediately violated that order to carry out the important task of going to fetch her favorite soup. And why is that of interest? Well, because back in 2009, Snyderman appeared on MSNBC during the swine flu hysteria. Of course, that was a completely fabricated, fear-mongering event. They had the vaccine lined up before the outbreak. The threat of swine flu was minimal to the vast majority of the population, not only in the United States, but worldwide. But they pushed the hysteria. They fanned the flames of panic in order to sell that vaccine. Of course, Wolfgang Wodog of the EU Health Council came out almost immediately after the outbreak was revealed to say that it was a complete scam. The false pandemic, drug firms cashed in on scare over swine flu, says Eurohealth chief. And he actually committed the parliamentary investigation into that and found that it was a complete hoax. Yet all around the world, these vaccines were sold, were bought by governments, wasting huge amounts of money. Many people actually got sick from the side effects of the vaccine. And it was a complete scam, a complete hoax to make money for Big Pharma. And Snyderman is no greater cheerleader for Big Pharma, as she proved in the 2009 MSNBC appearance, which we're going to go to now. Roll
the clip. This is one time. Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
All right. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. No, listen. I like when my doctor says damn.
Johnson's going to get the virus. I'm with Dr. Nancy.
Get your damn vaccine. So she's so concerned about public health, she's urging people to get the vaccine back in 2009. During the swine flu hoax, fear-mongering hysteria pandemic, which was ginned up by the pharmaceutical industry in alliance with major governments. But now the Mail Online reports NBC chief medical correspondent accused of violating Ebola quarantine to visit her favorite soup restaurant. And again, she had contact with an Ebola victim, a cameraman working for MSNBC. The NBC news crew exposed to Ebola were forced into mandatory quarantine after chief medical correspondent Nancy Snyderman violated their voluntary isolation to visit her favorite soup restaurant, reports reveal. The 62-year-old was one of the seven people ordered to cut off all human contact for 21 days as doctors treat the station's cameraman, Ashoka Mukpo, for the deadly disease. So she's happy to pimp for Big Pharma, and remember that Big Pharma spends more money on advertising than it does on actual research and development. It's a profit-driven industry to sell vaccines, to sell drugs, whether they actually have an effect or not. And we know in the case of the 2009 swine flu outbreak that it was a completely contrived hoax to sell vaccines. The swine flu virus itself was not a threat to the vast majority of people. It was only a threat to the elderly, the ill, or the young. So huge numbers of the population had no need to take this vaccine. They did anyway, simply because of the corporate media brainwashing campaign behind which lay people like Snyderman, get your damn vaccines. And now she's waltzing around New York to pick up her favorite soup after she's been ordered to be under quarantine for 21 days because she could have been exposed to Ebola. Again, the heights of hypocrisy know no bounds, and it just proves that this individual and many like her who go on the mainstream media to promote vaccines, to promote drugs, are simply pimping for the pharmaceutical industry and have no actual concern about public health whatsoever. We're going to go to Joe Biggs now, who is on the border, again, staying with the Ebola situation. He's there in McAllen, Texas. So, Joe, from the people you've talked to, do you think there's genuine concern about the Ebola outbreak and the potential of individuals coming across the border infected with Ebola?
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com. I'm actually standing right outside of the Rio Grande Regional Hospital, one of the frontline spots right here at the border in case illegals do come across with Ebola. And, yes, there are people that have concerns about this, you know, because when the government comes out and says there's nothing to worry about whatsoever, most people know that's when you need to worry. that's the scary time to start really hunkering and thinking about what you need to do to protect yourself and your family. You know, Alex shot a video yesterday, the General of Southcom, coming out saying that he spent some time in Costa Rica at an embassy. He spoke with an individual there saying that they had Liberians that were coming into Trinidad and then moving their way up into America, wanting to go into New York. So that's a big threat right there. They're worried that if Ebola does begin to spread through South America, places like Costa Rica, things like that, they don't have any kind of capabilities to stop or fight that whatsoever. They don't have the medical training or the facilities or equipment whatsoever. So if that were to happen there in South America, what's going to happen? If you get it, if you think that you've been in contact, you're going to move up north in towards America to see if you can get help at some time. And the amount of people they're going to infect and you know, touch and come in contact with on the way up here is will be hard to track. So that's a big threat, the threat of illegals coming through South America into Mexico and then smuggling themselves all the way into here and taking Tylenol and things like that to keep their fever down so they can get through. And then once they're here, they show signs and symptoms, someone's going to pick them up and bring them to a facility just like that here. So I want to go in here today and see if I can find out whether or not this place is equipped to handle an Ebola patient and what steps they're looking at right now to help combat that and whether or not the CDC is involved with letting them know what to or not do.
Well, that's interesting because we've had nurses protesting over the past few weeks about how they have received basically no training whatsoever to deal with Ebola. So there are four, from what I read, four facilities within the United States that are to the bio-level security level where they could actually deal with successfully these Ebola patients, that they could handle up to 10 Ebola patients, I believe the story read. So you're going to go in there and ask questions. What are you going to ask them?
Well, I'm going to ask them what their protocol is so far, or if they have a protocol. Let's start off with that. If they have a protocol, do they have the equipment? Are they able to contain someone? Do they have the means and the money to actually go out and do that contract tracing? Are the first-line responders, the EMTs that are bringing patients in via ambulance, up to speed on what's going on? Or have they done anything to that nature whatsoever? So I'd be surprised to see if this hospital, which is one of the main ones in the area where many illegals come through, if they're going to be equipped to handle that if it happens. And then another thing you were talking about earlier, Paul, that I thought was kind of interesting about the vaccines, the flu. Last night I was watching the show on Fox News, Justice with Judge Jeanine, and she had a doctor on from New York, and Judge Jeanine, she goes, well, how are we going to stop the confusion of all these patients with flu-like symptoms coming in? He said, go get your flu shot, go get your flu shot. Because he says, if everyone gets their flu shot, then if you come in with flu-like symptoms, we can take it more seriously and know it. It'll stop confusion in our emergency rooms.
And, Joe, I mean, we had a conversation before. You're quite prepared to go to West Africa, to these places that have been directly impacted with Ebola, and report from there. Isn't that the case?
Yes, I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to expose and get to the bottom of the truth and find out what the CDC is not telling us, whether or not this is a complete and total hoax, or if this is really a legitimate thing that we should be worried about as Americans. And I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
All right. Joe Biggs reporting for Infowars.com. We may get an update from you later in the show, if not on the nightly news. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, there goes Joe Biggs at the border there reporting on the Ebola situation. RT is reporting suspected Ebola carrier wrapped in plastic after Czech police seal off rail station. And this was basically an individual who arrived on a flight from West Africa. Then he went through a train station in the Czech Republic. They basically put a black plastic bag over his head, again taking extreme precautions there, and took him to a hospital. It later turned out that he only had a cold. So again, it's the question about getting the balance between people who are genuinely showing symptoms of Ebola. There you see the video of this individual being wheeled through the train station in the Czech Republic after having arrived with Ebola-like symptoms. Later turned out he basically only had a cold. So again, there's this balance between hysteria and fear-mongering. We know that the Ebola tests, which are currently being imposed at airports, and in some cases not at all, as we will see after the break, can be fooled by ibuprofen and other medicines. And yet people with colds are now being wheeled off as potential Ebola victims. So this could escalate really quickly. This could get to a panic phase where anybody with flu is treated as a potential Ebola victim. So we've got to watch out for that in the coming days and weeks. That could escalate very quickly. After the break, we're going to get into more Ebola news. David Knight coming up at the bottom of the hour. Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, coming up in the next hour. Going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
Arabia and Israel involved in a secret alliance, and were they also involved in plotting and carrying out the 9/11 attacks? We're going to get into that with Wayne Madsen in the next hour. Going back to Ebola news, though, of course, we had the clip before the break, NBC's chief medical correspondent lecturing everybody on how they should trust the government and get their swine flu vaccine back in 2009, then herself violating the quarantine order to carry out the important task of fetching her favourite soup in New York. Now we also have doctors returning from Nigeria saying that they receive zero checks whatsoever when they travel through airports. We're going to go to that clip now.
How many days did you spend in Nigeria?
31 days.
Okay, 31 days. Then you come back to the U.S. through Germany. Which city in Germany?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt. You go Frankfurt, Miami, nonstop.
Correct. Yes.
And then you land in Miami, Miami's international airport, and then what happens?
I get to the kiosk because I'm a global entry person, and you know, enter the information, put my fingerprints, and mark the fact that I've been in Nigeria, and nobody cares. And
nobody stops you.
Nobody.
Not a single test.
Nothing.
And you are thinking.
And I'm thinking that I've just spent the bulk of my time worrying about entrance and exits, because my key role was to help develop the exit strategy and the entrance strategy, so no more cases of Ebola could be imported into Nigeria and no case of Ebola could be exported from Nigeria.
So they were doing it in Nigeria, but no one was doing it here in the United States.
Nor in Germany.
All right, so were you surprised then when you heard about the first case of Ebola here in the United States?
No.
It was about to happen.
Because of what we've already spoken about, that the incubation period is 2 to 21 days, and the best we could do, and we did the best that any country is doing in Nigeria, but the best we can do is look for symptoms, test for symptoms in symptomatic patients, and ask epidemiologic questions. But if somebody either doesn't know they were exposed or lies on these questionnaires...
Like the first case who came from South Africa, right?
Yeah. Oh, he lied a lot.
Okay, Dr. Eileen Marty, who returned from Nigeria after spending a month in the country, of course, another Ebola-hit country. She returned back through Miami International Airport, received no checks whatsoever. The CDC is supposed to have these checks in place. We had the story around a week ago where a CNN reporting team had gone to Liberia, had contact at a distance at least with Ebola victims. They came back. Again, no questions asked whatsoever. In fact, they approached the customs people, the officials at the airport, told them directly they had come back from Liberia after doing a story on Ebola. And again, nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, the TSA, they're really on top of things when it comes to snow globes or emptying out your ancestors' ashes. But when it comes to Ebola, when it comes to a real threat, the officials at the airports there across the country are basically asleep at the wheel, even after these CDC measures were supposedly put in place. There you see the article, CNN reporter returning from Liberia, horrified by lack of airport Ebola screening. That was around a week ago. This is still going on. This doctor returned and received no screening whatsoever. Then we have articles like this. They're trying to pin concerns about Ebola onto idiotic rap stars like Chris Brown. Chris Brown tweets, Ebola is population control. The singer tweeted on Monday he thinks Ebola is a form of population control. I don't know, but I think Ebola epidemic is a form of population control. It's getting crazy, brah. So Chris Brown is now the face of skepticism about the government's handling of the Ebola crisis, and almost instantly the mainstream media hijacked this tweet and basically turned it into a massive story, because the genuine concerns, particularly about the virus having potentially mutated and gone airborne to a limited extent, are being shuffled to one side. They're not being addressed by the CDC. There we have the article, Ebola expert, virus may soon go airborne. We had a New York Times op-ed recently where another expert was saying the same thing. We had the University of Illinois study And of course, we had the 2012 Canadian study all saying the same thing. So a lot of concerns about whether Ebola is going airborne. But the media is more concerned about Chris Brown's tweets, and he's now the authority on skepticism about the government's handling of Ebola. We'll be back with David Knight with more news after break. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Live on the Alex Jones Show and in the info war, as Hillary Clinton called it, the mainstream media, again, is taking a huge hit. We have a New York Times story, leaning forward, MSNBC loses ground to rival CNN. Yet another record drop in MSNBC's viewing figures, and that applies also to CNN, Fox News across the board. Rachel Maddow, the biggest star on the MSNBC cable network, just posted her lowest quarterly ratings results ever. Morning Joe, MSNBC's signature morning program, scored its second lowest quarterly ratings, reaching an average of just 87,000 viewers in the key news demographic group. Now, David Knight, I made a video on Friday, a three-minute video about the Simpsons supposedly predicting the Ebola outbreak back in 1997, of course. you know, I debunked it. It was complete nonsense. But that one video got more views than MSNBC's signature morning program in their key demographic does each day. What does that tell you about the decline of the mainstream media?
Yeah, kind of beating them at their own game, I guess. You know, we have a lot of news that goes up, and just look at the talk radio audience. For us, for other talk radio hosts, it dwarfs in any given moment their highest rating. So, yeah, people are not looking for that. It's kind of like what you see with the currency going on in Venezuela. You've now got a Bitcoin interest in Venezuela because they've had currency controls on there. We've had information control. And people are hungry for authentic information. They want to hear real stories that aren't filtered, that aren't spun, and they're not going to hear it on MSNBC. They know that.
So, obviously, Venezuelans turn to Bitcoin. Tell us, I mean, we've heard stories about rationing of toilet paper in Venezuela. How are they using the cryptocurrency to get around those government control measures?
Well, yeah, you know, earlier this year, Bloomberg did a piece. They were talking to bond investors, and they said, Venezuela is a great place to invest. We've made nearly 700% return on investment under Hugo Chavez. We don't expect it to change under his successor. That the people, the leadership in Venezuela, understands that their first responsibility is to pay off their debtors, okay, their sovereign debt. At the meantime, in that article, they're pointing out how the Venezuelans are having to go to neighboring countries to get water, to get medicine, to get food. And they didn't have basic necessities. I mean, it was beyond even toilet paper. So they've also had currency controls. And in this article from Reuters, it says two New York-based Venezuelan brothers are hoping this week to start trading on the first Bitcoin exchange in Venezuela. They said they've already got several hundred Bitcoin enthusiasts there. So, you know, it's kind of one way. One of the advantages, of course, of Bitcoin is to be able to transfer your money from one jurisdiction to another. And that's getting increasingly difficult, even in Western countries with currency controls, to get your money out of a given country because they just don't allow you to transfer it in the conventional banking system. Of course, you can't carry it with you. You'll get it stolen by the law enforcement at the airport, if nowhere else, you know, because they have the asset forfeiture laws, which are not really laws, they're not legitimate laws. So basically, if they merely assert that they think that that currency that you have with you is illegitimate, they are entitled, according to their policies, to keep that money and to keep the proceeds of that money. And, of course, that's a major part of what's driving the war on drugs, as well as the militarization of the police. They're using that to buy some of the things that really, in my opinion, the police have no business owning.
And we're going to go to your calls shortly as well, 1-800-259-9231. But David Knight, you had another story about apparently the Ivory Coast has better security measures in terms of fighting Ebola than the United States, it seems.
Yeah, it turns out that we're coming up to the chocolate harvesting season in the Ivory Coast, and there's a lot of stories coming out now to expect a price increase on chocolate because the Ivory Coast has decided that they're going to close their borders because they're concerned about Ebola, and they're heavily dependent on migrant workers to come in from the countries that are currently being affected by the Ebola pandemic. They are dependent on those migrant workers to come in and do the harvest, but you have a third world country like the Ivory Coast that has the will as well as the ability to close their borders. If they didn't have the ability to do it, people wouldn't be concerned about the price going up. But we don't have the will to do that. We certainly have the ability to do that. We certainly have the ability to contain those countries. And the measures that we see with the thermometers and that sort of thing, that's just nonsense. And everybody knows that. That's one of the reasons why people are not paying any attention to the mainstream media, because mainstream media is just parroting back what the CDC and the government officials are telling people. And quite frankly, their first priority is not to protect the public, but to keep the borders open.
It seems they're trying to save face. I mean, it seems it's too late now to block the flights, because if they did so, they would have to acknowledge that it was a mistake not to do so in the first place. And now we have, as we saw before the break, Dr. Eileen Marty, saying that she came back from Nigeria having been potentially exposed to Ebola and received no checks whatsoever. Maybe we could forgive the CNN reporters a week or two ago because those measures weren't in place. But now they are in place. People are still returning from Ebola-hit countries and not receiving any checks. Not that those checks, David Knight, would really have an impact in the first place. Isn't the only solution to block the flights?
I don't think they are in place, Paul. I mean, we keep hearing from Obama and from officials that they put these in place. But everybody that's coming through is outraged that absolutely nothing is being done. I mean, they're still asking people if you're bringing in tobacco or alcohol so they can tax it. But they're not interested if you're bringing in Ebola. They could care less. They are not doing it. They're simply lying to the people. We're seeing this at every level. We've seen at the presidential level, at the state level here in Texas, and at the local level with Judge Jenkins. All of them are saying there's absolutely no risk. It's not coming to America. It's not going to get out of this one patient who has come down with it, and now we've seen it spread to a second patient. They continue to tell people things that aren't true, that I believe that they know are not true.
And here's an interesting story out of Breitbart. Texas governor's office takes over Dallas Ebola apartment cleanup. Now, we know that this was basically botched in the first place. We had the image of the guys with no protective gear whatsoever pressure washing the Ebola vomit off the sidewalk where patient zero went to the hospital. Reports, eyewitness reports said that he vomited all over the sidewalk. They were there pressure washing it with a hose, no protection whatsoever. Then, of course, you had the sheriff's deputies who were forced into the apartment. One of them got ill. Thankfully, it turned out that he didn't have the Ebola virus. But now the Texas governor's office has taken over the cleanup of that apartment. David Knight, we were told days ago that this cleanup with the hazmat crews, as you see there, had already taken place. And yet, apparently now it's been handed off to somebody else.
They're waiting days to do this. And as a matter of fact, the company that cleaned up Mr. Duncan's apartment, or the apartment he was staying in, they took their precautions to a level above what the CDC was telling people. So clearly they did not believe that. They didn't want to take the chance. And that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be demanding that our officials do, that they go an extra level with this, an extra set of precaution, because clearly they don't understand how easily this is being transmitted. We've had now two nurses in Western countries that have come down with it. That's what we said from the very beginning. It was Alex Jones and InfoWars saying this is violating your protocols, and we had medical people that were saying that as well. We weren't the only ones who were saying it. You're violating your own protocols, bringing people into this country to be treated. It's too easy for it to get out, and now we've seen that happen twice in just a few cases. There's only been five people, I think, that have been brought into the United States, and now we've had one of those cases that has transferred to a medical professional. We've seen hundreds of medical professionals in Liberia and Sierra Leone die from this. So clearly there's something about the protocols, as careful as they are, that are not 100% certain, and maybe it's modes of transmission that they don't fully understand. When I was on the radio yesterday, I talked about Nancy Reitball, who was one of the first two people that was brought back to Emory University along with Kent Brantley. She said she had no idea how she had contacted it. She said she was not even in the hot zone. She was helping to decontaminate the people who, the doctors who were in the hot zone, and she was very careful. She knew she did not touch a fellow coworker who had Ebola. She said, perhaps I touched something that he had touched. But see, we're getting exactly the opposite message from Judge Jenkins when he makes a point of saying that he proudly went into the apartment and hung out with these people and then drove them 45 minutes to a new home. Now, I think what he knew or was told is that after several days, the chances of a virus not being transmittable, still being alive, goes down to nearly zero. But it is, you can never say with something like this that there is zero risk. And that's what they've been telling everybody. It is not a 100% chance that you're going to get it, or a 0% chance you're going to get it. It's somewhere in there. And why would you roll the dice with yourself, with your family, with the community? And why would you send the message that don't worry about touching stuff that other people have touched if they've got Ebola? He didn't tell people, I think it's safe because so many days have passed, because then that would highlight the tardiness of their response.
Yeah, I mean, it was a PR stunt.
Yeah.
But again, in the case of this second nurse who was infected, she took full precautions. She was wearing the full suit, and yet she got infected anyway. So again, we ask the question, has it mutated? Has it gone airborne, at least to a limited extent? But then there's the flip side of the equation in all this, which is the hysteria. Here we have an article out of CBS News. Officials: airsick passenger on flight from JFK prompts Ebola scare at LAX. A flight from John F. Kennedy International Airport was the center of an investigation in Los Angeles because of a sick passenger. Police at Los Angeles International Airport said a passenger who was showing symptoms of the Ebola virus was being evaluated. Later, they said the passenger was suffering from air sickness. Now, we saw the video earlier out of RT with the Czech passenger being wheeled through the train station covered in a black plastic bag. Turned out that he had a cold. So, David, I mean, we've got people with air sickness and colds that are being treated as potential Ebola patients. And yet, on the flip side, we have the complete lack of precaution with the cleaning of the apartment. So, I mean, this could escalate to a point where anybody who shows any signs of any illness, and remember the CDC has imposed those quarantine measures where they can say any sign of respiratory illness, or indeed no sign whatsoever, that was in Obama's executive order, could be detained. So, I mean, David, this could get ridiculous where anybody who has a cold who is traveling through an airport gets snatched up, gets quarantined.
It's going to vary from location to location. Here in the United States, the CDC can make recommendations. They can tell people what they think should happen. But it's ultimately going to be the local authorities who actually take action. And so they can overreact or they can underreact. They can take the CDC at its word, or they can take it to another step, or they can panic about it. And, you know, quite frankly, if you lie to people, you're not doing anything to stop the panic, because sooner or later, and it will be sooner, your lie is going to be found out and you're going to lose people's trust. You won't be able to control them. And that's the real danger. To me, when Judge Jenkins brags about the fact that he hung out with them and then goes to a press conference and says, I'm still wearing the same shirt that I was with them for over an hour with. I mean, to me, that is reckless behavior. And when you do that, and then you subsequently have a nurse who is wearing full protective clothing that comes down with it, people in Dallas must be very concerned. And evidently, Judge Jenkins has not put himself into quarantine. That's the amazing thing. He would sign the quarantine order for these people, and then he would go hang out with them. I mean, do you see the contradiction there? I mean, none of this makes any sense unless you go back and you look at the context that this guy has been all about open borders. And back in July, he was given a place right across the table from Obama when Obama came to Dallas. He was pushing bringing immigrant children into a neighborhood, going door to door, intimidating people about protesting if that were to happen. So I think it's purely political, but it is reckless behavior.
And speaking of open borders, we got a story out here, CNS News reporting, Southcom commander warns of potential Ebola-driven mass migration from south of border. Of course, we've talked about the potential for Ebola tourism, people from West Africa seeking to enter the United States for treatment. Now, Marine Corps General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, predicted last week that the Ebola virus will not be contained in West Africa, and if it infected people, the people who flee those countries and spread the disease to Central and South America, it could cause, quote, mass migration into the United States of those seeking treatment. If it breaks out, it's literally Katie, bar the door, he said. So, David, I mean, is that a real threat of people gathering at the border trying to become Ebola tourists to get treatment in the United States?
Well, absolutely. I mean, whether they want to be Ebola tourist or they want to be Ebola terrorist, I mean, that is, either one of those things are a real problem. And I'm also concerned, Paul, about mandatory vaccines, some kind of mandatory treatment. We see another article today from Russia Today saying that they've got a vaccine that they're working on with 70 to 90% efficacy that they would send to victims in West Africa in 2 months. Well, in 2 months, if things don't change, you're going to have anywhere from 5 to 15% of the population, according to the CDC's projections, infected. It's doubling every couple of weeks there. That's, you're looking at millions of people. Well, you're looking at anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million people is what their projections say. I'm seeing the same thing from the ZMapp virus, that the Gates Foundation is getting on board with that and saying, we're going to ramp up production, but it's going to be a few months before we can get there. They want this thing to, in my opinion, build. It's very interesting to me, the timing that we've got all of these solutions essentially nearly ready for the marketplace as this thing breaks out. That in and of itself is suspicious. But I think one of the most suspicious things is that we see the people who are developing ZMapp virus, well, it's not even a vaccine, it's a drug of antibodies. Basically what they're doing is mimicking in an artificial, genetically modified way, they're mimicking blood transfusions where people get antibodies from survivors. That's called convalescent serum. There's been experiments that show that that's effective. Everybody that has survived with the ZMapp drug has also received a blood transfusion. The one patient who received it and died in the West that we know of did not get a blood transfusion. That was the Spanish priest. There are three other people who got it. I don't know if they got blood transfusions or not in Liberia. Two of them survived. One of them died. So they're trying to tell us that ZMapp is a miracle drug. Whether or not it works and whether or not blood transfusions work are beside the point, because what they're doing is mimicking this natural, inexpensive technique which is available today. There are thousands of people who have survived the Ebola outbreak in these countries, and if they wanted to cheaply set up a donor registry and check the blood, that's something they could do now and start to contain this thing rather than letting it build for months and then coming up with a vaccine that they can sell to people in the West because it gets out of control, or mandate to people. And that's what my concern is.
And I mean, it's really crazy here in the United States. Everywhere I go, like every grocery store, Western Union,
yes,
everywhere,
yes,
get your vaccine,
yeah,
get your vaccine. They could easily tie that into Ebola.
Oh, yeah.
If this spreads, and you know,
yeah,
that's definitely a possibility going forward. We're going to be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break. We're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen in the next hour about ISIS, the Ukraine, and many more issues. Of course, NSA surveillance. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Forgotten to monitor blockitpocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. Blockit Pocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology privately and safely. So go now and monitor blockitpocket.com's complete line of custom designed and American made products. Blockitpocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here only at blockitpocket.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
InfoWars.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept
the Alex Jones Show live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex today, and we're talking Ebola. Liberals last week said it was racist to use the term Obola. Of course, that became a big meme, a hashtag on Twitter. So now Infowars.com is running the Obola contest. Tyranny is the disease, and basically we're inviting people to shoot video of themselves posting the Obola posters in legal and lawful areas. We have our own Obola poster on Infowars.com, or you can make your own. There you see Obola contest, tyranny is the disease. So we got first place prize of $5,000, second place $2,000, third place $500. October 24th is the deadline to submit your entry, and Alex will announce the winners on the Alex Jones Show on Halloween, October 31st. So basically, this is a campaign to stress the federal government close the open borders, halt the flights from the Ebola-hit countries. It's the Obola contest, the racist Obola contest, according to some on the left. Merely using that term is racist. Of course, that's merely trying to impose their thought crime again. Secure the border, join the Obola contest, and again, shoot video of yourself. It's important not to just post pictures of yourself placing these flyers in public areas. It has to be video, so be sure to get on board with the Infowars.com Obola contest. David Knight, last few minutes here, you had a couple of stories about medical marijuana.
Yeah, there's an interesting story out of Italy that they made medical marijuana legal in Italy, and then they noticed that it was very expensive. It was 10 times the street price. So what they've done there is to call in the army. So they're using the army to grow medical marijuana. I think that's interesting contrast to the way we use our military in Afghanistan to create a heroin epidemic in the United States and elsewhere. We've seen the supply of opium go from about 10% under the Taliban to 90% of the world supply under the U.S. Army. And we've seen Geraldo Rivera and others point out that they have the U.S. military assisting the growing of opium. So it's interesting to see that. But again, what we were talking about before, how they would take a natural treatment and they would withhold that or say that there's really, it's not clear that there's really any efficacy of that. The World Health Organization has looked at convalescent serum, has looked at blood transfusion from people who survived Ebola, transferring their antibodies, and said, well, you know, that's something we need to look at. It has a long history. As a matter of fact, back in the 19th century, you had someone win a Nobel Prize in science for using that to help with diphtheria. This is something they know works. It's basically the fundamental principle of vaccines, except that this doesn't have the additives. This is just the antibodies themselves. This isn't injecting somebody with a disease, live or dead. It's simply transferring the antibodies. And the people who have been there are very keen to get it. You see, Kent Brantley, he got a blood transfusion and survived. He gave a blood transfusion now to two people. The NBC cameraman who came back has received one from him, as well as another doctor in Nebraska. And so they put a lot of store in this, and all we see is that the World Health Organization will say, well, it's something we should take a look at, but we really haven't done any studies. Well, don't hold your breath. They said that a couple of months ago, and then they complained about how there's a black market. You might get blood-borne diseases. You can screen for those diseases very easily. You can set up a registry. That would be something that they could do very cheaply. But just like the case of medical marijuana, where they would prohibit it for people and say, you can take a Marinol pill, which is a part of that. A lot of people say it's not very effective. A lot of people say that it's not safe. You can have that, but you can't have the natural stuff that pharmaceutical companies don't control.
Of course, in places like California, you've got private mercenaries destroying pot plants, even though they're completely legal. So it's just amazing how the oppression is coming down on this medical marijuana. NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen coming up after the break. Stay tuned, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.